Tripod Super Dogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs. Harry. Tripod Super Dogs was inspired by photographer Sarah Loveland's own three-legged dog, Ruby. I'm Julie Hill. Harry came from Cyprus, but what breed or mix is he?
We're not really sure. He's got the when we got him, it said on his passport he was a Labrador cross, but we're not sure if he's got a bit of shepherd in him or some other dog type from Cyprus. But he's a crossbreed.
Yeah, yeah. He's gorgeous, isn't he, though? You can see the Labrador in him. And I'm biased towards Labradors.
Yeah.
And how old is he now?
He's about 12 now.
Yeah. Oh, in his prime, he's gorgeous.
He is. He's slowing down now, but he is. He's a lovely dog.
Yeah, yeah. And the days become very precious, don't they, as the time passes?
They absolutely do, yeah.
What's Harry like to live with?
Oh, he's just, he makes every day a happy day. From waking up in the morning, his tail wags, you know, he's there to tell you that he wants his breakfast. And like gently waking you up, and then just the whole day, you see, when we first got Harry, he couldn't even walk up the, like, you know, a couple of houses up the street. He was in a really bad way.
Wow.
And he never lets anything get him down. He's constantly, like, happy dog that, you know, just, I don't know, radiates happiness that makes everybody feel happy around you.
Oh, bless it. He sounds lovely. When he couldn't get around much, was his comfort sort of, was his thing that he liked, was it you? Was it people, company?
Well, what it is we had a German wild hair pointer and a Labrador at the time. And I'd seen Harry advertised on Facebook, free to a good home, essentially. Anybody, if nobody would go and pick him up, he was going to be put to sleep.
Oh.
So he'd been found in Cyprus by like a British couple that lived out there.
Yeah.
And the lady's husband was a like an ex-forces dog handler.
Mm.
So they'd found him this, you know, I think he was a very weak dog at that point, you know, in a not very nice kennels in Cyprus, and had took him in, rehabbed him, and then put him up for adoption in the UK, and thought they had found a nice family who, let's just say, probably weren't that nice.
Yeah.
So when I went to pick Harry up, he was very nervous of people. You know, you could see he was absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
And I would say the biggest comfort that he got was from our other two dogs. And the three of them bonded so well. And actually, our other Labrador, she was a rescue as well, and she was quite timid. And the pair of them were just, that brought out the best in each other. They were, you know, they were like absolute soulmates, those two. So his biggest comfort was our other dogs, in all honesty.
That's lovely, isn't it? That's just gorgeous. Yeah, I can just imagine the comfort of, okay, I understand what's going on. And, you know, if your other two dogs are happy and relaxed, and he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been such a relief for him. Wow.
Oh, I think because our other two dogs were quite, my German wild hair pointer was a very confident dog.
Yeah.
You know, we'd had her from a puppy, so she'd, you know, known like love and security her whole life.
Yeah.
Whereas our Labrador, she was a rescue, we'd had her about 7 months. And then obviously Harry, and I think that the three of them just, I don't know, it was like they all brought something to the table of that, of what they could contribute, and it just made a lovely, lovely relationship between the three of them.
Yeah, sounds lovely, really lovely. So, Harry had actually lost a leg before he came to you, hadn't he?
Yeah, he had. So the vet thinks that, so with Harry, he's got his whole front leg's missing, and then his other front leg's got a heel dislocation, so it sort of pops in and out, so it's not even like a full normal leg. So that he had no muscle tones. We couldn't walk very far at all.
Wow.
To be honest, I loved him from day one. I love all animals, but I didn't know what I was dealing with. I'd never had a dog that, you know, was nervous of people or had three legs, you know, and that couldn't walk very far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's suffered some quite bad abuse, the vet believes.
Yeah. Gosh, that's, I mean, as you say, you loved him from day one, and I can imagine once you've met him, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, this dog is gorgeous. That's quite a lot to sort of see online or wherever you found out about him, but to see and to read and go, yep, I'm gonna give this dog a home. That's quite a lot to take on, isn't it?
There was something. It's hard to describe because you know I've seen lots of dogs on Facebook about, you know, in desperate need, and you know I'd always want to help any of them, but you know we were quite all right with just two dogs, to be honest.
Yeah.
But there was just something about Harry that was different, and honestly, I'm so pleased that because you know he's been there for me through some really difficult times, and he is just an amazing dog.
Yeah, yeah. It constantly amazes me how the right dog finds the right person. Somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You just find each other, don't you? Wow. Well, I'm so glad you got each other. Yeah, sounds soulmates. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you don't know how he adapted originally to having lost a leg. But apparently yes. He's got quite an interesting way of moving, hasn't he? His style of movement.
Yeah, so he does. He sort of bounces a lot. And I do have to say a massive shout out to Trevor Dixon from Four Paws Hydrotherapy at Morpeth, because Trevor has been Harry's, like, saviour in many ways, because Trevor was actually doing a free... I'd never even heard of hydrotherapy in all honesty, Julie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Trevor was doing a free day that you paid your fee for, and all the money was donated to a Labrador charity.
Oh, wow.
So I was taking my Labrador, and my mum and dad were going to be looking after Harry for us so that we could take Runa, our Labrador. And in the end, they were needing to go out, and I couldn't leave Harry on his own. So I rang Trevor and said, look, I've got this really nervous rescue dog, he's only got three legs, I think he could really benefit from hydrotherapy, like, would you be willing to give him a try? And I said I'm happy to just pay for the slot, and if he doesn't like it, you know, we'll just, you know, scrap it from there. And I said, but he can be quite nervous. And Trevor had said to us, well, will he bite us? And I said, well, I don't know, I can't guarantee it, because he is quite nervous of new, and he's a lot better now, but at the time he was very nervous of new people.
Yeah.
And Trevor had said, well, just bring him in. And I didn't know what to expect. I'd never met Trevor before. And Trevor just picked Harry up. And I think Harry was a bit, like, taken aback as to say, why aren't you scared of me?
Yes.
And he's been going to hydrotherapy with Trevor for years now, since we had Harry. So actually, next year will be 10 years that he's been going to see Trevor.
Wow.
And, you know, Trevor had him, got him to a point where he was walking miles, you know, his fitness.
Yeah.
I mean, he's slowed down now because he's an old dog. But Trevor's, like, hydrotherapy and an absolute knowledge of working with dogs with, you know, that are missing legs or that might have issues, you know, of the soft tissue area was amazing. And that is really, I can't advocate enough for hydrotherapy because I've seen the benefits that Harry's got from it.
Yeah, yeah. It basically saved his life, didn't it? Because I don't imagine he would have, even if you'd been able and willing to sort of say, okay, just stay in the house and don't do very much. But, I mean, he wouldn't have lived very long if he couldn't be active, would he?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Harry absolutely loves being active. I mean, he loves being out. He hates the thought of, I mean, he's got a dog pushchair. He's had a dog pushchair for years now to help him get out on other walks, you know, so he can go further and further, because he would hate to be left at home.
Yeah.
He, you know, he loves being out, new places, new adventures. He absolutely loves that.
He loves
swimming, you know, if he's in the water. And I mean, he's such a loyal dog that me and my partner do outdoor swimming, and Harry will swim out and try and pull you out the water. So even with his three legs, and we sadly lost our Labrador and our pointer.
Yeah.
And we've got a spaniel now. And when we were teaching our spaniel to swim, he was being silly in the water, and Harry swam out and grabbed him by the scruff of his neck and pulled him back out. He is the most loving and caring dog. But his muscle strength and his ability to walk and enjoy life has really been through, I think, hydrotherapy support, really good quality diet, and he has some, you know, like joint supplements and herbs and things like that to support it. But really, Trevor has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm glad you found him as well.
Amazing. He's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. So obviously, this was a big challenge, you know, having Harry, and he had a lot of issues to deal with. How did you adapt to it?
I think we just didn't really have any other choice but to adapt, really. You learn with Harry, really, you know, learning about his body language, what made him nervous, working to understand what worked for him and what didn't work for him. So, yeah, and that brought about some, you know, beautiful opportunities for us. You know, would get up early and go out for, you know, quiet walks where we wouldn't have lots of dogs off lead running over to him. So you'd see some beautiful parts of the world that I wouldn't have ordinarily seen before.
Yeah.
You know, I remember thinking, oh, I've got this dog now that's like barking at people when they come over. And it was a bit nerve-wracking because, you know, I'd never had a dog that had had like any form of like behavioural issue before.
Yeah.
But you could see with Harry, it was just all nervousness, that it was anxiety. Somebody coming over on a big dog off a lead, flying towards him, that would make him really anxious and worried. And you could see that big change in his behaviour, but you also could see how gentle and how soft he is. You know, I mean, we had some little rescue guinea pigs and they would be coming over to Harry and like sitting on his feet, like his front paw, you know, and he's the gentlest loving dog. And you can, now that I've, you know, had Harry for so many years in my life, you can see that the barking and it's just fear. It's just anxiety from it. And I think for us, we just adapted by that, you know. Actually, we don't want to go on a busy walk, so let's go find some beautiful places to walk that's quiet. Let's go early in the morning or later on an evening, and you would see some, you know, beautiful wildlife. You'd really enjoy the quietness of the walk.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Harry absolutely loves it.
And I guess actually, because, you know, some of the other tripod owners I've interviewed have said people don't always notice that the dog is missing a leg. Is that true with Harry?
I think people do notice it. And I think Harry's had a dog pram for years and years.
Mm.
And I think they are getting more like popular now, that more people are using them.
Yeah.
But when we first had his dog pram, people used to like look and laugh at you if you were like an idiot, I think, for walking, pushing your dog around in a pram, because they wouldn't necessarily see that he had three legs. And I used to find myself explaining, oh, he's disabled, oh, he's only got three legs. And now I just think if you want to be that small-minded, I just sort of smile at you and walk on.
Yeah.
Because I think people do see that he's got three legs. I mean, he's really famous in our village. You know, there's some people that really absolutely love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, always asking about him. How is he? You know, how's he getting on? Really want to see him. And they're worried sometimes when they see the buggy out that they think he's like really slowed down with his mobility.
Yeah. I can remember using a stroller, a pushchair, with our Bichon Frise, a little white fluffy dog in a pushchair.
Yes.
And you can imagine the prejudice that we encountered. And I got at least very defensive, if not aggressive. I really sort of got quite nasty about it. And in the end, I printed out a sign and I laminated it and put it on I think one on the hood and one on the handle of the stroller, saying, I am recovering from TPLO surgery. I need to be in the pushchair. Because you do get defensive about it, don't you?
Oh. Absolutely do. And, you know, I think it's not from people that are, you know, real doggy people. Cause,
yes, yeah.
You know, and even, and I've seen that all the time with, you know, when I first got Harry, I'll never forget, I met a man on a walk and he had about four or five Spaniels, I think, at the time. And, you know, he obviously, his dogs absolutely idolised him. And I'd called Harry back and put him on his lead. And I said, oh, he's just a little bit nervous of, you know, of people that he doesn't know. And, you know, if dogs run up to him. And he said to us, I mean, he was an older man. And he said, you can see that dog just wants to play, let him off the lead. And honestly, because that man knew how to behave with Harry and interact with dogs, Harry was absolutely brilliant with him. And I think he absolutely hates eye contact from strangers.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest things. And I think he's probably spent his life hiding away from humans, which breaks my heart really to think, you know, as a young dog, the abuse that he went through.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some lovely people out there, but Yeah, some other people need to get a wake-up call, I
Yeah,
think.
absolutely. You know, one of the things that I always think is, I am the worst offender for going and saying to people, "Can I say hello to your dog?" However, if the dog wants to say hello to me, great. If the dog shows any signs of like, "I don't want to," then I'm going, "That's perfectly fine." And I think we all, you know, we all need to take that on, that the dog has a right to say, "Yes, I'd like to meet you," or "No, I'm not in the mood today," or "At all ever, thank you." I mean, it sounds like he's a real character. Do you have any funny stories about him?
There's so many different ones that you could
Yes,
that I could think about. For Harry's always been a very loyal dog, to the point that he always wants to please you. He always wants to do well. If you'd asked that about me Labrador, I could tell you loads. You know, like he'd store birthday cake, things like that. Harry's always been a good boy. Like, oh, actually, this is a funny story. So Harry never rolled in anything. He never used to like getting dirty. You know, he was like the perfect dog. You know, of and I had me Labrador was the total opposite. She was an absolute dirty, dirty dog. You know, for should find. I mean, we live quite rurally, and should find human poo to roll in. You
Oh
know,
dear.
all sorts. She was a right stinker. So Harry never ever rolled in anything. He's always been like, and like I say, he's always been a dog that wants to. It's not even just wants to please him. He's just a good dog. And he started. One of our friends has got horses, and she's got her own land, like a little small holding. And on a winter's night, he would go up on a night time, and he'd just be off the leash around the area, because it's sometimes good to know that there's a dog there, you know, around. So he liked going up there, you know, and he would be. And my friend obviously felt quite confident that he was there, you know, and we would go up too. So one day we'd gone up, and honestly, he found some horse muck, and he's seen horse muck time and time again. And this horse muck must have smelled like amazing for him, and he just dropped to the floor, and he started rolling around in it. And I couldn't stop laughing, because he's never ever rolled that much that his face. I'll have to see if I can find a picture, because I took a picture of him, but his face, it was almost like he was like laughing and smiling when he was like rolling around in this horse muck. That and you couldn't say to him, "Mate, like get up now," you know, for because he was just, you could see how much he was enjoying it. So yeah, that's probably like a probably one of those things that you need to be there, but that was like a funny memory of him. And like I say, he did used to be a clean dog, and then over the years he has developed the love of mud.
Isn't it funny?
So he really does love a mud bath. And when we got our spaniel, we got a puppy, because basically once we lost our Labrador, Harry went into a, we lost our Pointer not long after we got Harry, and that sort of strengthened the bond between Harry and our Labrador. And we lost her sadly during COVID. She had cancer, bless her. And
Oh dear.
it was quite a shock, because she was like one day fit and well, and then all of a sudden she really just went downhill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. It was very well, you know, as you know, whenever you lose one,
Oh, it's
it's awful,
brutal.
isn't
It's
it?
brutal.
So Harry really, really felt at the worst. You know, he wouldn't go for a walk. He loved having his ball thrown at the beach, you know, because I mean, Harry's been everywhere around this country. He's had so many adventures of like quiet, beautiful places, you know, that I've sought out. I don't have holidays abroad. It's holidays for Harry to take him away to different places. But yeah, so would go to the beach with him, because he would love that, you know, having his ball thrown. He would just pick up his ball and run back to the car. He was really, really in a bad place. So at the time, we started looking for another dog and another rescue dog, and there was no rescue dogs available, because you know it was during COVID when all of the rescues were practically empty. So we got a puppy, and we got a little cocker spaniel, Ozzy. He's named after, because Harry's obviously got a royal name, so we were looking for another royal name. So Ozzy's named after King Oswald of Northumberland, although you could think he's called after Ozzy Osbourne for his behaviour. But yeah, so they are like the best of friends now, and Harry has really stepped in to sort of teach Ozzy and brought him up to be this lovely, well-balanced, well-rounded dog. But one of the things Harry's taught him is the love of mud. So I've got a video of them in the thickest of the thick, like muddy bog, you know, and he was absolutely loving it, and he knows where all these bogs are now, doesn't he? For so yeah, he's definitely, that's another funny thing of his love of mud. But Harry's always just been a good dog. That's, you know, never, you know, he makes you smile, but not like through like funny naughty behaviour or anything like that.
Is there anything you'd like people to know about three-legged dogs, tripods, that you think there's a myth or a misconception, or if people are thinking about adopting a three-legged dog, or if they're facing the decision about, you know, having a leg amputated? Anything else that you'd like people to know?
I think you should never underestimate a dog's ability to survive and cope with three legs. They are the most strong, amazing animals that, you know, just get up every morning and they'll live their life. There's nothing that you can do that'll stop them from living their lives, you know.
Yeah.
As humans, if we went through some of the things that dogs go through, we wouldn't be able to cope in the same way. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions that dogs couldn't cope, or, you know, they wouldn't be able to cope if they, you know, if they couldn't go on the big walks, or they wouldn't be able to cope if they, you know, had three legs. It's so much of a trauma for them. But actually, you know, dogs are up and, you know, moving so quickly and adapt so quickly, you know, for all of it. I think you shouldn't be, Harry doesn't see his disability, you know, he sees himself as another dog, and he'll play with another dog. You know, there's so much more life they can have as being a tripod, and I would absolutely encourage people to consider adopting, or if your dog needed that surgery, to really think about it, because the strength that they can demonstrate is overwhelming. And I think every day I look at Harry and think, you know, he doesn't ever see himself as a disabled dog, or of the barriers that he has to face, you know, that he has faced through life. He sees life every day for what it is. And I think that's something that we could all learn from.
Definitely, definitely. Be more dog. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just get what fun you can out of the day. You know, now, obviously, we have to care for each other and the world.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but within that, you know, do what good you can and have what fun you can.
Yeah. And another person that's really helped Harry is a lady called Sue McLennan, who does Garland therapy, which is like the dog massage therapy. She's been absolutely brilliant with Harry as well. And that, you know, I mean, it's like going to the spa, I think, when Sue comes to visit Harry. But I think that's probably another point to consider as well, is that vets do an absolutely amazing job. But I remember when I took Harry to our vets, I was saying, you know, because I'd never had this tripod dog before, do you think that, you know, he's going to need lots of ongoing care? And I was really lucky with, you know, should we get a prosthesis leg for him? You know, what sort of things can we do? And I was really lucky that our vet at the time, it was a small rural practice. You know, there weren't vets that were, you wouldn't expect them to see lots of dogs that were tripods, especially, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And the vets were brilliant. And they said, you know, actually, for Harry, the prosthesis wouldn't be quite right because of the way his other leg was. And they give us some brilliant advice. But I do often see on Facebook where, you know, people are told by the vet, oh, it's not the right thing for the dog. And I think it's always important, I think, to feel confident to say, actually, I'm going to get a second opinion on that.
Yes.
Because dogs do bring out they do have a brilliant strength, and they do have so much resilience that we could only wish for.
Yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely, absolutely. And give them a try. Let them have a go. I always err on the side of where there's life, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's life, there's hope.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Definitely.
The only thing that I would just like to add about Harry is that I love all my dogs, and they all have been amazing. But I could tell you now, if there was a choice for Harry to lie down and die for you, Harry absolutely would. He is the most amazing dog that you could ever, ever ask for, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and he's taught me so much about dogs, about dogs' behaviour, but also he's brought about so much love. And, you know, you can see it. Anybody that he welcomes into his sort of pack or his love as well, he would fight to the death for you. He absolutely, you know, loves everybody that much, and you can just see it in his eyes that he would, he would literally lie down and die for you. And it breaks me heart when I think that somebody, you know, a dog that is that loving and that, you know, would do anything for anybody, you know, would could anybody could hurt them. But yeah, he's been an absolute pleasure to have in my life.
I'm so glad that Harry and Kirsty found each other. What a wonderful bond. You can see Sarah Loveland's portraits of Harry and all the Tripod Superdogs at sarahloveland.com. And look out for the hashtag Tripod Superdogs on social media. Hear more from Julie at dogcastradio.com. Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs.